Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Who fancies a weekend then?
Podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello, chappers.
You all right?
Welcome back.
Thanks. That was an interesting one.
Why?
I wasn't expecting that music, I have to say. That took me a little bit by surprise.
Angela Lansbury would be proud of me.
She would.
Looking quite sharp on the old TV last night, a lot of people are saying.
Oh, me? Yeah. I thought you were talking about Angela Lansbury. I was going to say that.
Sorry, she hasn't looked sharp for years.
Thanks.
No, you're looking good.
Thank you very much.
Was that a kind of, was that tweed you were wearing last night?
Tweed?
What coat was that you had on?
It was just my grey, just a grey overcoat.
Oh, the one you put on at 10 to 7 every night?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
It's not tweed.
Okay, good. It just looked a bit tweedish on
I
the TV.
I think Colin has a tweed one when he does it. Mm. Makes him look a bit like Sherlock Holmes.
So you were on 5 last
on
night?
On 5 doing their UEFA Cup football, yeah. It was very good in Portsmouth, which is very nice.
Cool.
Yeah. Did you not see it?
No.
I'd have thought you'd have been glued to watching Portsmouth in the UEFA Cup.
Yeah, I'm just going off what the people on the text
are saying.
Oh, that's
very kind of him.
So, it's Friday, which means Monday is at 5, and the floor fillers at 6. All the tunes you'll hear if you're out tonight. Just a few comments on the Only Believe Friday. Nicking Horsham says, you remind me of a young Bono. Joe on the way to Kent says, was it a good Only Believe Friday? Yes. And Chris, also in Kent, says, Scott, you're different from all the other artists in the competition. I want you in the final. Thank you very much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
International Radio 1 last night was with Kissy Sellout. Don't know if you heard it. We were talking about this yesterday. Now, Kissy Sellout, like a musical tour of Paris, all the amazing like dance producers and makers there, like David Guetta and Cassius and Bob Sinclar. But Kissy Sellout can't speak French, so he lets the funky music do the talking.
That's a very wise idea if you can't speak French.
So he's shown us around Paris last night, and, well, listen to this.
Excuse me, sir, bonjour. I've got a 20-euro note here. Can I get some change, do you reckon?
He just talks normally with the odd kind of French word thrown in there. How would you ask for the bill if you were in France now?
L'addition, s'il vous plaît.
Not Kissy. Oh, no.
What's the damage, mate? Am I sure I owe you?
Sorry. Yeah, well,
that's the other way of asking for it. Damage is.
What's the damage, mate?
What's the damage, mate? Am I showing you?
Is he playing the accordion at the same time?
Actually, yeah. Listen,
what's the damage, mate? Am I showing you?
So you can forgive him for not
brushing
up on his
He's
French.
Trying to fit in there.
He's multitasking.
Yeah.
Now we also found out last night that after 6 this was. You know, when French people, when they speak English, it's like, oh, so it's quite sexy, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. They also love it, and I didn't know this, when we speak French in a really kind of broad English accent. Seriously, I didn't think this is true, but it is, okay?
Where did you find this?
I found it out last night from an actual French that I spoke to on the phone.
It's Sam.
Are you an actual French?
I am, yes.
And what do you think?
Oh, very sexy. Very, very
oui?
Sexy, yes, yes.
Oui?
Très, très sexy, yes.
Ooh. Bonjour. Is that doing it for you, love?
Yeah. Go
Shall
on.
I keep talking? You love it, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Comment allez-vous?
I'm fine. Ça va, merci.
Oh, merci beaucoup to you.
Beaucoup.
Also,
okay.
J'ai ons on.
Yes.
Mange tu?
Yeah.
So that's doing it for you, isn't it, really?
I think you could do well in France.
Do you know what that means, don't you? I think you could do well in France.
What does that mean?
She wants me.
Yeah, not when you say j'ai onze.
I could have anyone I want out there. Radio 1 Podcasts.
podcast.
That's all I can remember. Jay Onzon, Jabit Easley.
Right.
Yeah, that's about it. David in Bristol says, you have me at Monge 2.
Yeah, that really got him going.
Rehab.
You kind of ruined it for a lot of people, though, because she sounded really... She sounded really fit.
Yeah. Didn't you used to go out with a French girl?
I did once go out with a French... When I lived in France, I did go out with a French girl who... Well, it was more a dalliance, but she was called Audrey, which sounded very exotic in French until you put it into English.
Audrey.
Yeah.
You went out with someone called Audrey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, Audrey.
Is that why in later life you had hair modelled on Audrey off Coronation Street?
No, it wasn't.
God,
I didn't go out with Audrey from Coronation Street. Can I just point that out?
Oh, Mark! Rihanna and Rehab on Radio 1. Now, you know the...
That was Blanche.
Oh, sorry.
I haven't been out with her either. Oh,
oh. Blanche.
Blanche.
Oh, see? Anything in French sounds sexy.
Blanche does.
You know the other version of Rehab by Amy Winehouse?
Yeah.
Guess who's doing a cover version of it?
I've no idea.
Wing.
There's a hero.
Amazing.
If you look inside your heart, you don't have to be afraid of what you are.
Our favourite singer. From New Zealand.
Yeah.
The one that I flew over for Radio 1's big weekend in Maidstone has been on to me today on email. She says she's doing a cover of it, but I think she needs some help from, as she puts it, the head professional people in EMI.
Right.
Right, I'll just read you the rest of the email, okay? Right, they finished mixing it. I don't know whether she wants me to help her try and release it or what.
I can guarantee she won't want you to help her mix it.
No. But she's come up with loads of reasons why she should bring out her own version of Rehab, which I'll read to you now.
Okay.
One, Rehab is a beautiful song, so nice, written in just 3 verses only. Two, with more versions of song out, more people will understand and give a hand. Three, we all love Amy and we want to help her too. Mm. Four, old version by Amy, sooner or later, will running downhill. So that those are the reasons that she thinks...
The last one's very true.
Yeah. Mm. So if you're listening, Amy, please make this happen and please give Wing permission to do a cover of Rehab. That would be amazing. I know she does listen to this show.
She listens every afternoon,
doesn't
she?
Every afternoon. Radio
1. Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hello?
Yeah, hi there, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
Yeah, it's Matt here from Salisbury.
Yeah, Matt, how are you?
Yeah, not bad, thanks very much, mate.
Yeah, what are you doing today?
Well, some bright spark decided to get new computer systems and didn't realise they don't have enough memory, so we've had to delete loads and loads of old emails and files.
Oh, OK. Are you a hacker?
No, not at all.
Just coming up with that excuse of the new computers.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think somebody's just blaming somebody else's mistake and we're having to pay the price.
You've been out with a French girl as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I've been out with a couple.
Really? That obviously does it for you.
Yeah, there's something about the accent, definitely.
Yeah, we were just saying that. But they love our accent, too. Especially when we speak French, Montu.
Montu.
Oui, c'est bon.
Yeah, whatever. What were your girlfriends like then? What were they called?
Well, the first one was when I was about 14, so it sort of semi-counts. She was called Muriel Fresnu.
Muriel.
Or in English, Muriel.
Muriel.
Muriel, yeah.
But it sounds brilliant in French. And there's nothing wrong with the name Muriel. It just sounds better in French.
Definitely. And the other one, like yourself, was called Audrey. But Audrey. And her last name was Le Tart.
Le Tart?
Yeah. Which I think in English would be Audrey the
Tart. Audrey the Tart.
Even Scott managed to translate that.
Well, you never know.
That's a good point.
Shut up. I can't speak French, but you went out with Audrey the Tart.
Yes,
that's amazing.
She was stunning.
My Audrey wasn't a Le Tart.
No. Well, that wasn't her second name.
No, I can't remember.
Brigitte. Oh, yeah, I can't remember her second name. Brigitte. Bridget. Yeah. Just sounds better, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Have a good weekend, Matt. Love you.
podcast.
A lot of people want to have a flatmate update from yesterday. You missed this because you were doing the football.
Yeah, what did he do?
Right, a leaving card went round his work yesterday. You know he's got a new job. This girl is leaving work. He didn't know her that well, so being a comedian, which he isn't, he thought he'd write something funny in the card. So he wrote, "Sorry you got fired, Fraser." Then someone brought the card back to him and said, "That's a bit inappropriate. She has been fired." So the only thing he could think of was changing it to "Sorry you got fried chicken" as a leaving gift. So then at 5 o'clock last night, as she was having her kind of work drinks to say goodbye after being fired, he brings a bucket of fried chicken into the office because he could only think of changing it from fired to fried in the leaving card. Right. How does he get himself into this situation?
Through a lack of comedic ability.
And then, obviously, the girl was a little bit on the plump side, so he brings the chicken in, and she's like, right, you're making a gag about my weight, are you?
Right.
And so today he's gone back into work, he's really dreading it, he kind of wants a new job, and he says, I just got an email from him, he says, "The office is split today. The boys thought it was hilarious, the girls think I was bang out of order, but I think I can win them round."
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.